An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by their side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among you is the one who is the greatest." Then John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him, because he does not follow in our company." Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you." The Gospel of the Lord. So again, Jesus tells us something that most of us don't pay any attention to. He says, the least among you will be the greatest. So what he's saying is, I want you to be the least. Again, as Father Peterson used to tell me again and again, be little, be little, be little. And I'd say, I won't, I won't, I won't. But the reality is, this is what God's calling us to do. And so a little person or someone who's least does not go around judging everybody else. And see, John didn't get it, right? Because after Jesus says, I want you to be the least, I want you to be little, he said, hey, someone was you casting out demons in your name. No, get over it. Huh? We're always looking at people who don't fit our idea about who fits in and who doesn't fit into our idea of God. We got to get over it. We got to be little. We got to be little. We got to be little. So be little. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and pray.